Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, January 15th, One Take Wednesday. This is the first One Take Wednesday of the year because we had the Advent devotional guide until Sunday. So who knows how this is going to go with all the different scriptures, but thank you for putting up with me. This is just a personal practice that I try to do every Wednesday to keep our focus on God's Word and not on my performance. Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 through 12 is about Cain and Abel. And the image for these verses is about sin crouching at the door. Can you imagine something crouching at your door? That's where we're going to land in these verses. And then in Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 through 23, we'll talk about Jesus's flight to Egypt. Because it's the 15th, we'll read Proverbs 15 and verse 3. And today we are continuing to work on the memory verse from Matthew 3 and verse 17. Let's begin by reciting the verse together. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 through 12 in the New International Version. Adam made love to his wife Eve, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. She said, "With the help of the Lord, I have brought forth a man." Later, she gave birth to his brother Abel. Now Abel kept flocks, and Cain worked the soil. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord. And Abel also brought an offering, fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it." Now Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let's go out into the field." While they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Where is your brother Abel?" "I don't know," he replied. "Am I my brother's keeper?" The Lord said, "What have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. Now you are under a curse and driven from the ground, which opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you work the ground, it will no longer yield its crops for you. You will be a restless wanderer on the earth." Looking back at verse 7, "But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it." Just a quick prayer there. Lord, help us to take heed lest we fall. Give us wisdom to know areas of our life where we are almost about to sin, and protect us, Lord, from going down paths of unrighteousness, and lead us in your path of righteousness. Okay, let's move on to Matthew chapter 2, starting in verse 13. When they had gone, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod's going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, when he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more. After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who were trying to take the child's life are dead." So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets, that he would be called a Nazarene. And now from Proverbs chapter 15, verse 3. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good. This is a wonderful reminder that God is all-knowing. He knows all things, and He is everywhere. So as we end the podcast, I want to, every Wednesday, most Wednesdays at least, read for you a benediction written by Dr. Hull, who was our former theologian in residence. And often at the end of services, Dr. Hull would say this blessing over the congregation. And I think it is fitting for us today as a reminder that God is everywhere and Christ goes with us on our way. Christ go before you to prepare a way of service. Christ go behind you to gather up your efforts for His glory. Christ go beside you as leader and guide. Christ go within you as comfort and stay. Christ go beneath you to uphold with everlasting arms. Christ go above you to reign as Lord supreme. We pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.